The court-martial of an Air Force clerk charged with espionage is scheduled to begin this week at Travis Air Force Base in Northern California. The senior airman was arrested last week. He was charged with trying to take classified documents to Syria, and that was last year, excuse me. As the trial date approaches, questions are being raised about the government's case. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
25-year-old Ahmad al-Halabi was a supply clerk, but his Arabic language skills earned him a job as a translator. Nearly 2 years ago, the Air Force sent him to Guantanamo Bay, where he helped the military communicate with suspected terrorists in custody. Then, as al-Halabi was on his way back to Travis Air Force Base, he was arrested on espionage charges. Investigators found more than 180 letters to and from the detainees on al-Halabi's laptop computer. He was also carrying an airline ticket to his native Syria. His arrest, along with those of two other Muslims, set off alarms about possible security breaches at Guantanamo Bay. Now, a year later, some close observers claim the government's case against al-Halabi is in danger of collapsing. Donald Rakoff is one of al-Halabi's defense attorneys.
I've been doing this for 28 years, and it's the worst investigatory process that I've ever seen.
A Defense Department review determined that only one of the documents discovered in al-Halabi's laptop was classified as secret, and there have been other setbacks. One came after the court heard testimony that the investigators mishandled physical evidence during a beer party and then tried to cover it up. Then there were defense claims that an Air Force prosecutor allegedly pressured a government translator to withhold evidence that might have helped al-Halabi's defense. Plus, the airman's lawyers claim investigators continue to pursue charges they couldn't substantiate, that al-Halabi tried to email classified documents abroad. 14 of the original 30 charges have been dropped. Al-Halabi is still accused of spying and lying to investigators. His attorney, Donald Rakoff, insists that his Syrian-American client is a victim of selective prosecution because of his religion and national origin.
There's absolutely no evidence that any espionage ever occurred. There's absolutely no evidence that any classified information was ever attempted to be passed to anyone, and they can't identify any single source that was going to be the recipient of it.
Rakoff admits that his client was planning to travel to Syria, but to get married, not to drop classified documents. Air Force prosecutors are not talking, but in a written statement, they insist that the government is committed to giving al-Halabi a fair and impartial court-martial. Yet some military justice experts wonder what the government hopes to accomplish. Eugene Fidel, president of the National Institute of Military Justice, says the Air Force appears to have seriously mishandled the al-Halabi case.
Well, the question is not that it's collapsed so dramatically. The question is why it survived this long. This is a case that's sort of been on life support for months and months, and no one's been willing to pull the plug.
Al-Halabi is free from jail, although confined to his base, pending his trial. In hearings this week, his attorneys are trying to get all of the remaining charges against him dropped, but so far the government seems determined to pursue the case. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.